平安啊，平安。
Brothers, sisters, peace of the Lord be with you.
那很高兴啊，在这边跟大家聚会。
This is indeed my pleasure to have service with all of you.
因为我是第一次来这边哈。
Since this is my first visitation to U.S.
所以我就啊，把我怎么样来信耶稣啊。恩典哈，把这边见证出来。
So I would like to testify to you how I was converted, and how did I believe in Jesus.
我是出生在台湾一个中南部哈嘉义的一个乡下。
I was born in a suburban area of 嘉义in the south central area of Taiwan.
我的家庭是种菜的哈。在种菜。
We are vegetables farmers.
一直到现在，我的大哥还是在故乡在种菜。
Still, my oldest brother is a vegetable farmer.
那从小家境就不是很好。
Since my young age, we live in quite a poor family.
所以就一直想要以后如果我有一天。有机会的话要赚大钱。
So that's what I have a dream that if there was an opportunity, I will make big bucks.
那再加上我那个成长的过程里面哈，我一直不相信说这个宇宙有神的存在。
So when I was in the young age, I didn't believe that is a creator in universe.
因为从小身体也非常健康。
Also, I was quite healthy since my young age.
所以比较不会去关心所谓的宗教信仰。
So I pay no attention to a religion.
那一直到后来我考上大学以后。
Until I matriculated to the university.
那我是读国际贸易的。
And my major was in international trade.
因为我想说，在将近三十年前，台湾如果读国际贸易，要找工作非常简单。
About three decades ago, if your major was international trade, it's rather easy to look for a job.
所以后来，我就考大学只有填两个志愿。
So I only just make two choices when I was applying to the university.
一个是国际贸易，一个是企业管理。
My first choice was international trade. My second choice is business administration.
那后来我就考上这个国际贸易。
And I went into the program of international trade.
我就开始。为我的人生做一个规划。
Then I started to plan for my future life.
将来我毕业以后要怎么去找哪一方面的工作以后要怎么出来自己开贸易公司。
Thinking the kind of job I'm looking for, perhaps I should start on my own import export business.
为自己都做一个美梦。
And I have a lot of dreams.
那后来我就想。要做生意一定要跟政治结合。
Later on, I came and I thought that if I want to involve in business, I have to deal with politics.
再赚才会快。
Then I will make more money and I will make quick and fast money.
所以我一到大学以后，我就去竞争竞选我们那个国际贸易系的那个国民党的那个干部。
So when I was entered the college and I was in the international trade program, so I tried compete for the cadre of the Kuomintang party.
因为那时候台湾只有一个政党。
At the time, there's only one party, happened to be the Kuomintang.
那结果选上了。
And I was elected.
就是所谓知识青年党部的干部了。
And I belong to the youth. I serve as a cadre for the youth group of
国民党。所以国民党就把我们集合在中兴新村以前的那个省政府那边附近一个那个武装的学校在那边受训。
So later on, the Kuomintang Party assembled all the youth together in a community college for training.
那时候八 班主任是李宗贵啊，李宗贵小姐哈。
At the time, the leader, the head of the class, is Miss Lee.
哎，就是现在的救国团的主任了哈。
And now, she's the head, of the reformation of country.
那啊、老师呢就是宋楚瑜。
At that time, the teacher was Mr. Chu Yu Song.
James Song.
Mr. James Song. And then he was the governor of Taiwan.
刚从台湾啊，刚从美国啊、留学回去。
And he just graduated from UC Berkeley.
啊，在教我们什么
？And what did he teach us?
如何防止党外进入校园
？And how to prevent the other parties to enter into the college?
啊，因为那时候没有民进党，只有党外人士哈。
So at the time, there's also there's only the non-Kuomintang members. There's no other opposing party.
在那边受训五天。
So I have a training for 5 days.
结果其中有一天呢，晚上我在睡觉的时候。
So during one of the evenings when I was sleeping,
就被那个毒虫咬到。
And I was bitten by poisonous insect.
因为是睡觉，不知道。
So since I was asleep, I didn't know.
感觉很痒啊，一直抓，一直抓。
Then I felt very itchy, I started to scratch.
结果后来那个脚盘哦，被咬到那个地方就肿，红肿的非常厉害。
And my leg was swollen.
那因为啊、我从来都没有生病过啊、又是乡下的小孩，觉得啊这个。没什么关系，就冷下来。
Since I never got sick before, and also I grew up in the suburban area, I didn't pay much attention, thinking that this is just very normal.
啊，一直到结训以后，啊，我回到学校旁边去买西药来吃。
So after graduation, I bought some medicine over the counter.
哎，啊，就消下去。
And it was gone. It was healed.
好，那我就以为都没事情了。
And I thought I was totally recovered.
那因为我家境不是很好。
Since I was from a poor family,
所以从高中以后啊、寒暑假我都要到台北去啊、我哥哥那边哈、去摆地摊卖五金呢、
啊。So during the school holidays, and I will have a portable store selling some commodities.
寒暑假人家学生都是啊、到处去玩呢、啊，我从来没有玩过。
So during the summer or the winter vacation, many students went out, you know, to play or sightseeing.And I didn't have any chance to play.
就去台北后火车站后面那边、哦、去批发那种家庭五金，然后去菜市场卖。
So I went to distributors near the Taipei station, and then I just tried to sell those family hardware.
三四年前、哦那时候一个月我可以赚大概4万块到5万块哟、哦。
四万块差不多是三，
这是里面的一百五十块，哎不，1500块。
Oh, back then, 30 or 40 years ago, and I could make about $1,500, which is a lot of money.
那就够我在大学生活了。
And it's more than enough that I could spend in the college.
哎，所以我大学都是用贷款的，助学贷款。
So the only when I was in the college, I used a loan.
所以后来我结婚以后，我太太就说：“你的大学是我供应你的。”
So after I graduated and then after I got married, my wife said, "I support you to go to college."
因为还贷款的时候是结婚以后开始赚钱才还贷款。
So because when I was paying back the debt is after I got married and I had the job. That's why my wife involved paying off the debt.
我就去啊卖五金的当中啊，有一个朋友来找我。
So when I was selling the family the hardware, a friend came to see me.
哎，他就说，哎，你的脚怎么肿得那么厉害
？And he noticed that how come my leg was still swollen.
啊，我原来以为是胖起来了。
And I thought because I put on some weight.
啊，他在压，哎，扶不起来。
And he tried to press down, and the flesh just went down.
他就叫我去检查。
And he asked me to go to see doctor.
结果去检查的结果是。慢性肾脏发炎了。
And then there was then finally the doctor diagnosed I had the kidney infection.
我就开始啊一直找医生了。
Then I started to look for doctors.
每次哦一去找医生的时候，医生都说啊你那么年轻啊没问题的。
So every time the doctor tried to comfort me, it's all right since you're still young.
可是药吃了一段时间又都没有用。
After taking different kind of medicines, there's no effect.
后来开水了，大学三年级又开水了。
And then when I was junior in the college.
1979年的时候。
That happens in 1979.
那这个一边去给中医针灸，一边吃西药。
And I went to see the acupuncturist. Then at the same time, I was taking Western medicine.
然后自己买菜啊，自己煮饭。
And of course, I also cook myself.
因为肾脏病啊，说不能吃盐巴。
Since I have a kidney disease, I was not supposed to eat any salty food.
因为你吃太咸了，就会水肿非常厉害。
If I eat the food too salty, then I will, and then the condition would become even more serious.
我就这样一直忍耐。
So I eat something that's very, very light.
结果忍到三四个月哦，实在是没有体力了。
And since I was, you know, in a very more nutrition, and I have no energy.
因为我全身都已经水肿非常厉害了。
Oh, because my entire body was swollen.
那所以我就半休学啊，到台北我哥哥的家啊住啊。
Then I take a break and went to stay in my brother's house.
啊，因为是为了要看医生比较方便。
Since it's more convenient to see doctor in Taipei.
那也曾经到那个西门町那边有一家中医说他医好多少的肾脏病，结果我去看也是没有用。
I wanted to also see a Chinese doctor, thinking that he was very famous, yet it shows no effect.
后来就到长庚去了。
And later I went to 长庚 Hospital.
长庚那时候刚设立。
At that time, the Changgang Hospital was just established.
去看了几次，我都把那个医生的那个处方方啊，把它背起来。
I could even memorize the prescriptions.
回来查那个医学名词哦，它是谁的那个药的名字叫做护肾皮质后蒙素。
And then I tried to consult the medical dictionary for the type of medicine the doctor prescribed.
就是我们所说的类固醇啊。
That is the that's the stay with okay.
我就去问那个医生了。
Then I went to see the doctor.
我说我到底是什么病？你怎么开这种药给我吃
？And I said, what kind of disease do I have? How come you prescribe me such a medicine?
这个要吃多了哦，内脏会坏掉，会就是一样还是死啊。
And I said that if the more I took this medicine, that you know my condition would be even worse.
那个医生就跟我说。
And the doctor told me.
说你患的肾便病症候群了。
And you have the kidney syndrome.
在肾脏病里面就是最难、最困难的那个一种了。
This is the okay. So this is the worst case in kidney disease.
三十年前他说，到现在没有医药可以医。
So he told me that at that time he told me that there's no cure.
他发病的原因是因为可能被毒虫咬到啦，被蜜蜂咬到啦，或是滤过性病毒引起的啦。
Perhaps you were bitten by insects and or some other cause.
他就说，如果你幸运了，你一辈子就靠这个药维持生命。
You're very lucky. You have this kind of medicine.
如果不幸，你就准备洗肾。
And if this medicine has no effect, you're going to die.
因为那时候我的尿毒指数已经超过正常人了，已经40了。
And also my urine, the index of my the pressure of my urine 是尿毒的。
尿毒指数。
And has become has more than normal.
我听了，我整个人就快要晕倒啊。
And after I heard the diagnosis from the doctors, and I almost passed out.
到了这个时候，我才意味到说，原来我的生命已经快要结束了。
Then I realized, I am almost coming to the end of my life.
那因为他说要洗肾，我根本没有钱洗肾。
And I also have to wash my, I have to actually have to filter and wash my kidney.
那时候台湾呢？
To dilute my kidney.
那时候台湾没有全民健保。
At that time, Taiwan has no health insurance.
那你洗肾一次。台币7000块
，and it cost me a lot of money, about $7,000 every time.
那里面都是台湾来的，三十年前大学毕业生才赚差8000块而已。
At that time, a college graduate makes $8,000 a month.
所以你有多少钱可以洗？
Yeah, how much money can I have for the treatment?
一个礼拜如果洗三次就两万一了。
So if I went to the treatment three times a week, that would be 21,000 New Taiwan currency.
一个月就要六七万的台币了。
Then I would spend about 60 to 70,000 dollars a month.
我爸爸说我会去把田地卖掉来医你。
So my father told me that I went back to sell all my fields to heal you.
我说不要。
And I say,Don't bother.
我不要因我一个人拖累全家。
As because of me, then everybody was affected.
好，那结果后来我就听别人介绍说，新竹那边那个湖口那边有个什么祖传秘方都好。
Oh, and I heard that there's some kind of ancient the Chinese prescription is very powerful.
那个药丸差不多这么大一颗。
And the tablet was like this size.
那个每次去拿都拿几公斤回来了。
And I bought several kilograms every time.
一次一天是要吃七顿。
Seven times.
Oh.
And I have to eat seven times, a day.
就是吃饭前、吃饭后一次。
Once before meal and once after meal.
那到睡前一次就刚好七次。
And then once before I went to sleep, so I ate seven times a day.
每次差不多200 cc.
Then I have to 水嘛，喝水嘛。
不是，那个药。
The tablet is about 200 cc.
我那个药很苦就是要一直咬这样。
Then I have to bite. The tablet is very bitter.
因为我水肿非常厉害
Since I was, since I swell.
所以吃那个药下去其实已经没有什么空位来吃饭了。
Since I was quite swollen, I have no more room, to eat.
所以每天饭都不是吃很多。
So I didn't really eat a lot every day.
好，那整天就是过这种日子。
That's the life I have in those days.
所以感觉到人生已经没有希望了。
So my life was miserable and it was hopeless.
那每天就是看那个武侠小说来度日子。
So every day I just read the Chinese kung fu stories to kill time.
结果有一天我接到我大学同班同学写给我的信。
So one day I received a letter from my college classmate.
那时候我才知道原来我同班同学有两个是我们教会的姐妹。
I then realized two of my classmates are the members of TJC.
因为读大学我其实很好玩。
Actually, I was actually I like to play when I was in college.
几乎每天就是跟人家喝酒、打麻将、跳舞。
And every day I play mahjong and I drank and also dance.
我们那时候常常办舞会。
And we always have a dancing party in the college.
那后来我在想可能是因为我大学一年级我是学校的那个 hockey 的那个校队。Hockey 是
吗？哦，就棍球 ，Yeah. And perhaps later I remember perhaps I was joined the college the college hockey team.
每天早上起来就是跑一万公尺。
So every day I ran about the 10,000 meter.
那因为我常常打麻将熬夜起来又没有睡觉又去运动，所以可能就这样生毒虫一咬就马上垮掉了。
Maybe that's the reason since I actually indulge a lot at night and didn't have enough rest. So in the morning I also ran. So I also because of exercises and all that and I had less.Resistance.
好，那结果我那个同班同学也应该有些你们认识就是那个翁秀明的妹妹。
And,
就现在在高雄科技大学当教授翁秀明的妹妹。
And perhaps some of you know about this member, and she was the sister of brother Xiu Mingwong. Now he's a college professor.
叫做翁秀芳
And her name is 秀芳翁。
那另外一个叫黄光颖，黄光颖搞不好你们中间有人是他的亲戚。
There some of you are also the relatives 叫
黄光颖。
And her name is 光颖黄。
因为她是温子教会姓黄的一家。
And she belongs to the Huang's family in 温子 Church。
那这两个其中翁秀芳就是写信给我。
And then Sister Wong wrote to me.
她跟我说，我看你哦，那个生病到这现在，医生找那么多。
And I noticed that you have been looking doctors all over the places.
那可是都没有人可以医你。
And yet nobody else heal you.
那是不是让我给你介绍一个全能的大医生
？Perhaps let me introduce to you a mighty doctor.
她的信就要写这样子。
That's what she wrote.
啊，我就回信给她。
And I replied to her.
我说你很不够意思哦。
I said, Neil, you were wrong.
你给我当同学两年哦。
And we have been classmates for 2 years.
而且是嘉义同乡会的人。
And we belong to the clan of Jia Yi City.
平常我是蛮照他的啦。
Yeah, I also took care of you.
好，那这个，我说我病成这样子，你有那么好的医生，不早跟我讲。
And you are actually a very bad friend. You are such a good doctor. You know, why do you introduce to me? You know.Why did you introduce me earlier?
赶快告诉我他住在哪里。
And tell me the address of the doctor.
我三更半夜我都要去找他。
I will go to see this doctor even at night.
结果他就写一封信。
And in reply, she told me.
他说，这一位全能的大医生住在真耶稣教会里面。
You will find this mighty doctor in the True Jesus Church.
哦，我看了很生气啊。
And I was very, very furious.
我说我已经病了快死了，你还在跟我开玩笑。
And I'm dying, and you play a joke on me.
因为我那时候是一个没有宗教信仰观念的人。
Because at the time I have no idea, in religion.
没有神观念的人。
And I knew no God.
耶稣，我对耶稣的印象是读历史得到的。
I only studied Jesus. I studied Jesus in history.
历史里面跟我讲，他只是基督教的教主。
And the history told me that he is the founder of Christianity.
是一个跟中国孔子差不多的一个哲学家。
He was just like Confucius, another philosopher.
所以他跟我说是全能的大医生。
And yet she told me that Jesus is the mighty doctor.
我就不理他们了。
And I paid no attention to that.
还好感谢主，他没有放弃我。
And thank the Lord, she didn't give me up.
所以传福音呢。碰到困难不要马上就放弃啊。
So when you preach the gospel and encounter difficulties, do not give up.
因为他如果放弃呢，我现在骨头就可以打鼓了。
And if she give me up, and then I will die a long time ago.
我说好，哈
哈骨头打骨头，活不了，没关系，没关系。
这样不真实。那后来哦，经过大概一个月
，about a month later，
就是1979年的大概12月的时候
，it's about December 1979。
他们三个人哦，去又带了一个弟兄，三个人就到我家跟我做见证。
Oh, so three of them with another brother together came to my house to testify.
那个弟兄就是蔡随章弟兄。
And the brother was brother 回长彩。
以前台湾总会财政处处长。
And then he worked in the USGA financial department.
好，那就一直跟我讲。跟我做见证说，耶稣是真神。
好、oh, ，He testified to me that Jesus is true God。
那个耶稣很厉害，他能医你的病哦。
And Jesus is Almighty, He could heal you。
讲了好多神迹奇事。
And He testified to me a lot of miracles。
可是对一个没有神观念的人听哦，这好像在讲天方夜谭一样。
And to a person who has no idea in religion, it's just like listening to fairy tales。
那个只是一种故事书里面看到的。
Just like all these, just like old grandmother stories。
那我就跟他们讲。
So I told them。
我说我家是在拜拜的。
And we were idol worshippers。
那你来看我，我很高兴。但是如果要传耶稣哦，请你不要传。
And I'm very glad that you come to visit me. And if you try to preach to me Jesus, I'm not going to listen.
他们就要走了。
And they were about to leave.
就拿五本那个蒙恩见证集。
And they gave to me about five books of the testimonies.
还有一大堆那个福音小册。
And also the gospel pamphlets.
他就说 啊，你把它当成武侠小说，随便看随便看。
I just like you know, you try to read this at your leisure.
啊，我就说好。
And I said fine.
哎，结果他们一走。
And after they left,
我就开始想。
I began to think.
我这两个同学啊，平常我们要找他跳舞都不要啊。
And these two girls, when we try to look for them for dancing, they refused.
其实我们班上啊，有好几个基督徒啊，外教会的。
There were actually Christians in our class from other denominations.
有些人很虔诚，我们都骂他说，哎，耶稣耶稣啊。
And we tried to tease them by calling them Jesus.
但我就在想说，哎，这两个姐妹哦，这两个姐妹平常的表现很不错。
And I began to realize these two girls are in good behavior.
那她跟我讲的应该不会来骗我。
Perhaps she didn't lie to me.
我为什么不把她看一下呢？
Why don't just you know, read through?
结果一看。
Then I began to read
the testimony. 看到那些见证哦，从台北到屏东都有啊。
Then I noticed there are testimonies from Taipei to 屏东。
啊，每个人都家里的地址、电话、身份证字号都写在那边。
And I also noticed the person who testified the names, addresses and telephone numbers were printed.
我们早期三十年前，台湾总会有出五本那个蒙恩见证集，我不知道你们有没有印象。
And about 30 years ago, the Taiwan Church printed five copies of five volumes of the testimonies.
我心里就在想，这些人如果不约而同要骗人的话，怎么敢他把他的身份证号码写上
？If all these people you dare to lie, how come they have their names, addresses, and phone numbers listed?
哇，那个见证都很奇妙。
And all these testimonies were so wonderful.
那个中风好啦，什么重病好啦，死人复活啦。
Those who recover from a stroke, terminal diseases, and etc.
我心里就在想说，那我是不是要来试试看？
And in my mind, I give a second thought.
可是为了 为了面子哈，我就没有跟他们联络。
Because of my saving my face, I didn't contact them.
然后过了一个礼拜又看。
A week later, I started to write again.
又开始有冲动。
Then there's something I feel very excited in my mind.
但是又把它压抑下来。
And then I try to quench down.
到了第三个礼拜。
And then in the coming third week.
看完以后，我就开始想。
Then I begin to think.
我既然现在快死了。
Since I'm dying,
那是不是我要死以前来找一个宗教信仰
？Perhaps I should have a religious belief before I died.
面对死亡，看是不是比较不害怕
？And I would not be afraid when I was facing death.
那我就在想要找哪一个宗教信仰
？Then began to think which religion should I seek for.
拜拜，我不喜欢。
I don't like idol worshiping.
因为我们家乡就是在拜妈祖啊。
Because my hometown worship 妈祖goddess.
那个大甲妈祖啊，每年都要跑到我故乡去的。
And the 妈祖 from the 大甲 area, we have a parade in my hometown.
那如果要信佛教，因为我对佛教有一点认识，所以我觉得我也不喜欢。
Since I have some knowledge in Buddhism, and yet I dislike it.
我那时候对基督教印象就是信耶稣叫基督徒。
My only impression about Christianity is those who believe in Christ are Christians.
他们的教会叫基督教。
And the families, and the church is called a Christian church.
我的印象就是他们都是在唱诗。
And my impression is that they always sing hymns.
那我想说，我现在这么无聊，不然我去听他们唱诗好了。
And since this is I'm so boring, perhaps it's just good to listen to the hymn singing.
我就打电话了，想到这边就电话拿起来就打。
Then pick up the phone to call.
可是一看，我同学给我的是台中总会的那个电话。
And the phone number I have is the 台中 church.
那我住在板桥，我怎么去
？And I live in 板桥 then how can I go to 台中？
我就想，我干脆找我看有没有我家附近的。
And I should try to look around see whether there's any church near my home.
就拿那个 yellow page 起来看。
And I turn to the yellow page.
再看，吓我一跳。
And I was so surprised.
基督教怎么那么多
？There are so many Christian churches.
因为我以为信耶稣教就是基督徒教会叫基督教。
Because I had a very simple mind that those who believe in Christ are Christians, and the Christian church is and the church is called Christian church.
结果一看，有天主教浸信会、长老会、圣公会一大堆。
Yeah, so many denominations, Catholics, Baptists, Episcopal, and etc.
我整个人就愣住了。
And I was so astonished.
我就在想， 怎么办？要到哪里去找耶稣
？And then where should I look for Jesus？
哎，后来去想到我输掉那个信哦，是全能的大医生住在真耶稣教会里面。
I remember the letters, you know, I tore it up, mentioned about the mighty Jesus lives in TJC.
Hey, 那我应该要从真耶稣教会开始来找咯。
Then I should begin with TJC.
我说有一找到哦，找到真耶稣教会，离我家最近的板桥教会。
Then I found the 板桥 a church which near my home.
我就打电话过去。
Then I called the church.
接电话就是张恩泽长老。
And then at the time, Elder Eun Jo Zhang received the call.
他那时候住牧那边。
And he was the station minister.
我说我是一个患有很严重肾脏病的人。
And I told him that I suffer from a very severe kidney disease.
现在哦，快要死了。
I'm dying.
很无聊。
And I'm very boring.
你们能不能派一个人过来跟我聊天？
Can you send someone else to chit chat to chat with me?
他就说好，等一下，等一下，我马上过去。
I said fine, I'll come right away.
他就到我家来了。
And he came to my house.
哦，他就开始跟我做见证。
He started to testify to me.
从那一天开始，我就开始到我们教会来慕道。
And since then, I came to TJC as a truth seeker.
那板桥教会哦，那时候圣工非常发展。
At that time, the 板桥 church was very prosperous.
神迹奇事非常多。
There are a lot of miracles.
那每次哦，洗礼都是三十几个、四十几个这样。
Every time, about 30 to 40 were baptized.
那他的弟兄姐妹非常热心。
And brothers and sisters are very
他们每天哦
zealous.
每天都安排一个人，一个弟兄开车载我去教会。
Every day, they arrange a brother drove me to the church.
其中有一个哈，就是陈建宏传道的大哥。
And one of them who was the who the oldest brother of Pastor 建宏陈。
他也是当传道哈。
At that time, he's also a full-time minister.
那时候他才大学刚毕业。
He just graduated from the college.
是昏迷两个半月醒过来。
He was in coma for 6 months. Then he regained consciousness.
他就是在打篮球，结果跳篮的时候，砰，倒下去，就昏迷两个半月。
He was playing basketball and then he jumped up and lost consciousness for several months.
医生没有说没有用了。
And the doctors even give him up.
他的姐姐是移民到那个 Burn Park 那边哈。
And his sister migrated to Burn Park.
他当马街的副处长。
He was the chief nurse of Marquette Hospital.
拜托美国这边的最好的医生。
And she asked the best doctor of U.S.
那结果他看到他的片子哦， oh. 说没有用了，我不用过去了。
She asked the best doctors in U.S. to read the X-ray.
他说
，and then he said that it was useless.
他们家就靠着祷告，凭信心把他接回去。
And so they brought the patients back home and pray earnestly.
全教会一大堆人为他进食祷告。
The entire church prayed for him with fasting.
结果醒过来了。
And he regained consciousness.
然后从不能坐变成能坐，不能走变成能走。
And he could sit up and walk.
我慕道的时候，他刚好好。健康都好差不多不到半年。
When I was a true seeker, he was just recovered for about 6 months.
就骑机车载我。
He rode motorcycles to come to Ping Yuan.
后来他才跟我讲。
Later on he told me.
因为他昏迷两个半月哦，他的眼睛视神经受损。
He lost consciousness of 2.5 months. So his eyesight, the nerve of his
两颗眼睛的焦距是不同的。
And so two eyes could not focus.
他看空空洞洞都看成平坦的。
看什么？
坑坑洞洞的看成平坦。
If the pop holes on the ground, to him, they're all flat.
我说你既然这样还敢骑机车来载我
？And I say, you know, how could you ride motorcycles come to pick me up?
可是那时候真的整个教会的那种气氛就是非常有信心的那种气氛。
Because at that time, the church has very strong faith.
他们每天哦都会有大概四五个那个没有上班的姐妹到我家帮我祷告做见证给我听。
So every day there about 4 or 5 sisters who were not working came to my house to pray for me.
带头的就是 Pacifica 的那个 Jeff 的妈妈了。
And the mother, brother Jeff, in Pacifica was one of them.
她也是陈建宏传道的大姐。
And she is the oldest sister of Pastor 建宏成。
那他们那个哦，都是真正对信仰有体验的人。
They all have experiences in faith.
所以他在跟你讲的话哦，你听了对一个没有神观念的听了，感觉哦，他听了好。他的话好像就是会实现这样子。
And because they've all have life experiences, I truly believe what they say will happen.
所以虽然我生病很痛苦，但是每天都是他们固定来陪我聊天，帮我祷告，我就很快乐。
And I was very happy and very grateful that they could come to visit me and pray for me every day.
甚至有些姐妹都自己去。买菜哦，煮来煮特别的餐给我吃。
Even some sister prepare special meal for me.
好，那就这样开始一种慕道。
And then I started to be a true seeker.
那慕道大概一个多月的时候。
So about a month later.
我就感冒。
And I had the flu.
发烧到39.5度。
And I have a high temperature.
我去西药房拿药要吃。
And I went to get the medicine from the pharmacy.
老板认识我。
The owner of the pharmacy knew me.
我说你肾脏病这么严重，又发烧哦，很危险的，赶快住院了。
And he told me that you have a kidney disease and you with a high temperature, you should be hospitalized.
我想说，我已经被医生折磨半年多了。
Since I was tortured by doctors for more than 6 months.
我实在是对医生已经没什么信心了。
And I give up on seeing doctors.
所以我。我就跟我的妈妈讲。
So I told my mother.
我现在去信耶稣。
Now I'm going to believe in Jesus.
他们都说耶稣是神。
Because they all say that Jesus is God.
可是那是他们讲的。
That's what they said.
我没有体验。
I have no experience.
我今天呢要借着祷告试试看。
So I will pray to experience God.
我自己一个人就关在房间里面拼命祷告。
So I locked myself in the room and prayed earnestly.
那时候是1980年的一月份的时候。
That was January in 1980. And I prayed loudly saying hallelujah.
结果祷告了一个多小时。
And I prayed for more than 1 hour.
我就在想哦，耶稣如果是神哦，他应该知道我真的想要依靠他。
And I began to think if Jesus is God and he should know that I try to rely on him.
我现在哦已经没有体力了。
And now I have no energy.
应该祷告应该够了。
And this is enough.
他意思就是说他应该听到了。
And he should listen to my prayer already.
我就休息。
And I take a rest.
这个那时候发烧很严重啊。
I have very high temperature.
可是奇妙的是发生啊。
But wonderfully, something happened.
休息不到5分钟。
And after I took a break for less than 5 minutes.
整个人一直冒汗。
And I began to perspire.
台湾的一月份是很冷的时候。
In Taiwan, January is the coldest season.
我都穿大衣的。
And we have to wear overcoat.
那结果一直冒汗。
I begin to perspire.
用温度计一量，哇，降0.5度。
And I check my body temperature. It went up 0.5.
一下又量，又降0.5度。
And then I measured again, and it kept on coming down.
一下子就发烧就退了。
And then it was gone. The temperature was gone.
腰酸背痛头晕都没有了。
And I have no more the backache.
我好高兴。
And I was very joyous.
这个教会真的有神。
And this church does have God.
隔一天我就打给一大早打给那个传道。
So the early morning I called the pastor.
我说你们教会有神。
And I said your church have God.
我昨天感冒他医好。
And last night you know I have a flu. I pray and heal me.
从这个体验以后我就比较愿意努力祷告。
So, from this experience, and I became very diligent in prayer.
那时候我的妈妈是没有读过书的。
My mother was illiterate.
但是因为疼我，她就每天陪我去聚会。
She loved me and accompanied me to the church every day.
而且每天一大早起来，我们两个都是跪在房间祷告一个多小时。
So every morning we pray together in the bedroom for more than 1 hour.
那我都禁食祷告。
And also pray with fasting.
我就每天哦，打完告就开始看圣经，看那个四福音书啊。
And so every day after prayer, I started to read the four gospels.
因为我想要知道说耶稣是什么情况下医人的病。
Yeah, because I want to find out how did Jesus heal the sick ones.
我就发现他都讲一句话。
And I discovered what Jesus said.
照着你的信给你成全。
And to be fulfill according to your faith.
所以我那时候对这个新约圣经我读过好很多遍就是。
And I read the New Testament several times.
好，到了1980年的三月底的时候。
And when towards the end of March in 1980.
那张长老带了好多姐妹去帮我祷告。
And the elder John brought a lot of brothers and sisters to pray for me.
他就劝勉我。
And try to encourage me.
他就说，哎，你现在吃这个祖传秘方会不会痛苦？
You've been taking all this ancient Chinese secret prescription. Do they give you any help?
我说会啊。
I said yeah.
他说如果不吃药病会好，你要不要？
And they told me that if if you want to be healed without taking any medicine, do you want to have a try?
我说如果有这么好的，我一定不吃药。
And they said, well, if that is the case, then I will not take any medicine.
他就说那好，你现在不要吃药，我们大家帮你祷告。
So they told me that from now on, you stop taking medicines. We'll pray for you.
我那时候也不知道从哪里来的那个勇气。
I didn't even know where do I have the guts.
我就在他们面前把那个祖传秘方好几公斤拿去丢掉。
And so in front of them, I threw away the medicine.
那个我爸爸那时候已经七十几岁了。
The time my father was in his 70s.
他看到我这样子要跟我跪。
He noticed that I threw away the medicine. He almost wanted to beg me not to do so.
他说你去信耶稣我不反对。
He said I have no objection for you to believe in Jesus.
但是你一定要吃药。
You have to continue to eat the medicine. Take the medicine.
你已经知道我吃这个药吃那么久了。
So I told him that you knew that I've been taking these medicines for a long time.
那一点帮助都没有。
And they brought me no effect.
我现在去信耶稣。
Now I want to believe in Jesus.
耶稣是天上真神。
Jesus is God in heaven.
他一定会垂听我的祷告。
And he will listen to my prayer.
那我爸爸就没有再阻挡我。
And my father didn't stop me anymore.
我就从那一天开始没有再吃药了。
And since then I took no medicine.
一直到现在已经28年了。
And until now more than 28 years.
我从来没有吃过有关肾脏病的药。
And I take no medicines for curing kidney disease.
好，那开始没有吃药以后。
And after I stopped taking medicine.
我已经感受到耶稣在看顾我。
And I could even sense the care of Jesus.
因为我几乎每天都要吃那个利尿剂。
And every day I have to take the medicines.
你的不吃的话就会胀得非常厉害。
If I don't take, and then it will swell.
就我这样药都不吃的时候，反正没有感觉不舒服。
And after stop taking the medicines, I didn't feel any discomfort.
当时一天的排尿量大概是不到500 cc.
My urinations were about was less than 500 cc a day.
后来看越来越那个排尿量就稍微有多一点。
And later on, my urinations has been increased.
所以就我就知道说耶稣在看顾我。
And I knew that Jesus Christ has take care of me.
就很认真祷告。
So I pray earnestly.
可是我们的信心总是起起伏伏。
Of course, our faith sometimes is going uphill and also going downhill.
当信心软弱的时候，人家又帮我祷告，又好起来。
So when I was weak, the members prayed for me. Then I gained my faith.
到了80年那个五月十八号的时候。
So on May 18, 1980.
那个杨约翰长老那一次去那边布道会。
Elder John Young held a evangelical service in my area.
他就问我说要不要受洗。
And he asked me, do I want to be baptized?
我那时候想一想，我已经确定耶稣是天上真神。
Since I already affirmed that Jesus is God in heaven.
虽然我还没有得到圣灵。
Although I haven't received the Holy Spirit.
所以我就报名受洗。
Then I registered for baptism.
那受洗完要回去的时候。
So after baptism and on the way back,
一个弟兄就跟我讲,
a brother told me,
你现在受洗完了,
since you have received the water baptism,
你在神的面前是一个义人,
and now you are justified in front of God.
义人的祷告是大有功效的,
and the person of a righteous one has great effect.
你回去好好求圣灵,
and when you return, after you go home, you should pray for Holy Spirit.
主耶稣一定会把圣灵赐给你。
The Lord will give you the Holy Spirit.
我回去以后就在想。
And upon turning home, I begin to think.
我已经为我的病祷告很久了。
I've been praying for my illness for a long time.
以前他们如果勉励我求圣灵，我都想说。 圣灵不重要，等到我病好再慢慢求就好了。
In the past, when I was encouraged to pray the Holy Spirit, I ignored it.
其实这是错误观念。
Actually, it's a wrong idea.
因为神要你看重的是灵命的问题。
Because what God wants us to look upon is the spiritual life.
所以后来我就想说，既然这样，我就开始为求圣灵好了。
Then I began to pray for the Holy Spirit.
那我要求圣灵的时候，我就想到我同学有跟我讲。
When I was about to pray for Holy Spirit, I remembered what my classmate had told me.
他说他从小信主，一直到大专随圣灵会才得到。
She was a believer from young age, and yet she received the Holy Spirit when she was in the college.
我以前大专随圣灵会都是跟那个黄文敏坐在一起。
When I was attending the college, college students convocation, I was with
Huang.
Brother
Huang.
I was with Brother Huang, Wen Ming Huang.
他就说，人家在睡觉的时候，他一个人就跑到那个祷告室里面拼命祷告。
He told me that when other people were sleeping, he himself alone pray in the prayer room.
他跪下去跟主耶稣说，我如果没有得到，我不起来。
When she knelt and told Jesus that if I didn't receive the Holy Spirit, I won't stand up.
结果他祷告三个多小时得到圣灵。
And he prayed for more than 3 hours and received the Holy Spirit.
我就想，人家一个女孩子都可以，我男孩子为什么不能？
She was a girl, and yet she could pray for 3 hours and receive the Holy Spirit.
所以我祷告的时候就说，主啊，今天晚上你如果没有赐给我圣灵，我就不起来。
So I told Jesus the same thing. If you didn't give me the Holy Spirit tonight, and you know, I won't give up.
就拼命一直念，哈利路亚赞美主，哈利路亚赞美主。
And I just keep on saying, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
结果祷告一多多小时，那个手好酸哦。
And I pray for more than 1 hour. My legs are so sore.
我心里就想，今天晚上大概耶稣没有在听我祷告。
Perhaps tonight Jesus did not listen to my prayer.
那我就想，算了算了，明天再来好了。
And I said, well, let me try again tomorrow.
就爬起来。
So I stood up.
隔一天又继续祷告。
So in the following day, I tried again.
跪下去又跟主耶稣讲。
And the moment I knelt down, I told Jesus.
因为我那时候已经私人休学了，没有在读书才能够这样子。
Because at that time, you know, I tried to temporarily quit from school. So I could come to attend the service every day.
所以隔一天我就跟主耶稣说，我没有得到圣灵，我就不起来。
So I told the same thing to Jesus. If I didn't receive the Holy Spirit tonight, I will not give up.
一样祷告到一个多小时。
Again, I prayed for more than 1 hour.
又开始在想。
And I began to think.
主耶稣怎么又没有听我祷告？
How come Jesus didn't listen to my prayer?
就又想要起来。
And I was about to stand up.
可是后来想到说，不对呀，我不是跟主耶稣说，我如果没有求到，不起来吗？
And I didn't tell Jesus that if I don't receive the Holy Spirit, I won't stand up.
主耶稣已经在天上说，这个小孩子这么没耐心。
Perhaps Jesus is thinking that this person has no patience.
我应该要表现给主耶稣看。I
should show to Jesus.
所以我就祷告说，主啊，求你帮助我。
So I pray to the Lord that please help me.
让我有体力。
So I have the energy.
让我祷告专心。
So I could concentrate in my prayer.
这个很奇妙，这样祷告。 就那个心就收回来。
So wonderfully, and then I can concentrate in my prayer.
我们一般在祷告，跪下去没有两三分钟，就开始胡思乱想，想东想西。
Many of us in prayer, not even 5 minutes, and then our mind you begin to wander around.
那我这样祷告，那个心就收回来。
So when I started to pray, because when I have this thought in my mind, then I could concentrate.
就开始，还有赞美主耶稣。
And I begin to say, Hallelujah, praise the Lord, loudly.
祷告再半个多小时。
Then I continue to pray for more than heaven.
我那个舌头就开始一直跳动。
Then my tongue started to roll.
我就知道我得到圣灵。
Then I realized that I received the Holy Spirit.
就很高兴。
And I was very joyous.
已经三更半夜了。
And since it was midnight.
所以我就睡觉了。
And I went to sleep.
奇妙的事情就发生。
And something else wonderful happened.
一睡醒的时候。
And after I woke up in the morning.
已经一年都没有那种感觉。
And I have no such feeling in the past year.
因为我都没有尿。
Since I do not have enough urine.
啊，这个睡醒的时候，哇，整个好像膀胱胀得非常厉害这样。
And then after work, I can feel the pressure.
你们一定很难想象，我那时候多高兴。
And you just couldn't even imagine how happy I was.
所以能够小便啊，是恩典。
So if you could, urine is actually, you know, a blessing.
真的。真的，我那时候就是这样子感觉啊。
Because at that time I have a new urination.
我那个膀胱胀得很痛哦，就冲去那个小便。
So I just went to a urine.
哇，我就大量排尿。
And I have a lot of urination.
已经将近一年没有这种感觉。
And I have no such feeling for more than a year.
好，我就开始整个每天就是一直尿，那个尿量就越来越大，越来越大。
And then I have a lot of urination every year, every day.
好啊，所以。我整个人就开始一直消下去。
Then I began back to normal.
消到哈啊皮包骨。
Then I became so skinny.
那时候刚好五十五公斤。
55公斤是多少磅？
五十五 kilo.
Yeah, about 55 kilograms. 几磅？
哦哦，110磅。
About 110 pounds. That was very skinny.
那这个啊，后来啊，我就。那个经过一个多月啊，身体就康复了。
So after a month later, you know, I was totally recovered.
所以我就啊，就复学又去完成大学学业。
Then I went back to school to continue my education.
那大学毕业以后，我就在外边做贸易，做了将近六年的时间。
So after my after graduate from the college, and I was in the in the international trade business for 6 years.
啊，就想到说我这个生命是耶稣给我的。
And then I begin to think, since my life was given by God.
而且啊，在慕道的过程里面，看到信徒对那个张长老非常好。
So as a true seeker, I also noticed that people treated Elder Zhang, who was a pastor, very nicely.
我在想说，世界上如果要找工作，应该要找这个工作。
And I said, well, perhaps you know, the best job you have to look for is in full-time ministry.
总统都没有人比对他比那个好。
Even as a president, people do not treat him so nicely.
Hey, 所以我其实在慕道的时候，就心里有那种意念。
So when I was a true seeker, I have that kind of a thought in my mind.
后来做贸易的时候，看到那个商场上哦，骗来骗去的。
When I was in the business, in the international trade business, I saw people was lying to each other.
Hey, 我就心里想说，我看我还是出来当传道好。
And I think, perhaps, you know, I should become a full-time minister.
来救人的灵魂比较好。
Perhaps it's more, you know, it's much more better to save people's life.
所以后来就这样献身了。
Then I dedicate myself in full-time ministry.
这个就是我信主的一个过程。
This is how I believe in Jesus.
耶稣基督对我实在是非常照顾。
Jesus Christ takes me along.
那这将近28年的时间呢
？So for about 28 years.
我从来没有吃过肾脏有关肾脏病。
As I say, I never suffer from kidney disease anymore.
而且28年来几乎也很少那个去诊所大概用指头可以算出来。
And in all the past 28 years, I rarely went to see doctors.
但是感冒的时候有时候软弱就会想要去拿药这样。
Sometimes when I was sick, had a flu, I was thinking to take some medicine.
不然的话都是一祷告，主耶稣就怜悯。
Otherwise, I would just pray, and the mercy of the Lord came upon me.
所以我自己的亲身体验。
This is my personal experience.
我们的神是活神。
Our God is indeed the living God.
他绝对不是一种理论。
God is not just a theory.
他是活在我们生活里面的。
And he does live in our daily life.
是值得依靠的。
And he's the one that we should rely on.
愿我的见证都能荣耀天上的神。
May this testimony be glorify God in heaven.
也对我们弟兄姐妹有帮助。
And also, this testimony will benefit the brothers and sisters.
我见证就到这边。
Let's conclude my testimony.
一起来唱赞美诗。
Let's sing him.
89首。